Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When I say happy holidays, what's your reaction? Is it positive, neutral, or do your toes curl? Prior to the 1990s, it wasn't an issue. The holiday season ran from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day. Back in the 1940s, we even wrote Christmas carols about the holiday season. So what happened? Why do we as Christians now get defensive when we hear that expression? The short answer is political correctness, and the push by groups like the ACLU, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and their push to remove every last vestige of religion from society. Part of it has to do with man's natural inclination to rely on himself rather than God. We see this at Thanksgiving, where many people give thanks in a generic sense to some nebulous cosmic force, rather than acknowledging that everything worth giving thanks for comes from God, and truth be told, we deserve none of it. As we look back on the evolution of the Thanksgiving holiday, we see that it began with the Pilgrims in Plymouth in 1621. That was followed by a proclamation issued in 1789 by President George Washington, and then another by President Lincoln in 1863. What did all these have in common? They all proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to God, not some cosmic force or a day just to generally be thankful, but a day to stop and acknowledge that every good and perfect gift comes from God Himself. Now that Thanksgiving is over, we look forward to Christmas, a day to stop and celebrate the coming of the Savior of the world. Yes, it's over-commercialized and contains traditions that have nothing to do with Christ, but at its essence, the world knows that it's still a day to celebrate Christ. That was until the atheists got a hold of it. Then over a 20-year period beginning in the 90s, a push began to take Christ out of Christmas. Stores began selling holiday trees and refused to play Christmas carols with religious themes. Some even went so far as to prohibit their employees from wishing anyone a Merry Christmas. It was political correctness run amok. In an attempt not to offend the 5% of Americans who don't celebrate Christmas, they completely offended the 95% who do. They then found themselves between a rock and a hard place. Should they follow the wishes of a politically correct minority, or risk losing out on the biggest profit window of the year? In the end, they went for the money. Merry Christmas signs went back up, holiday trees once again became Christmas trees, and Salvation Army kettles reappeared in front of Walmart. To be sure, the battle for Christmas isn't over, but most of the big players are resigned to the fact that even though Christmas is completely commercialized, most Americans still view it first and foremost as a celebration of Christ's birth. So as you make your Christmas preparations this year, keep in mind that Jesus really is the reason for the season. Use it as a time to exhibit Christ's qualities of love and sacrifice and forgiveness. Find ways to serve others and make Christ the focus of your celebration. As you set the example, the world will once again remember that the holiday season is meant to glorify, thank, and celebrate the God of all creation. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.